in the middle of the Imamona Lakulahu. So I just want to review one last time what was said in the previous Shachavataya, then we'll go on until the end of the Sugya and then come back and do Tosfos. The Gemara had suggested for Ula, assumed for Ula, that Kol Hecha the Ika Malkos Mamon, so Mishalem and Milka Lalaki, Mamona Mishalem Milka Lalaki. Gemara assumes it's a general proposition. It doesn't assume that it's limited specifically to the case of the Kanas of Nara. That's the issue that Tosfos will grapple with. The Gemara then continues and says, how does Ula know this? So the first suggestion is that he learns it from Chovel. Chovel b'chavero pays chamisha dvarim and doesn't get malkos unless he hits someone that's a maka that's less than a shava pruta. But outside of that, he pays money, he doesn't get malkos. So the Gemara suggests for Ula that that would be a binyan av for any place in the Torah, any particular scenario in which you're chayav malkos and you're chayav mamon in principle, that mishalem ve'eno loke. The Gemara then asks the question, on the assumption that mamon is more chamor than malkos, which is strange to us because we probably don't intuitively think that way, and it's only one lashon in the Gemara, and it's probably, almost certainly, not the way we paskin. We don't assume that mamon is more chamor than malkos. We assume malkos is more chamor than mamon. That's why we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Mitzana svara, that kamlei b'drabimine means with malkos and mamon, you get malkos, you don't pay mamon. And the possible underlying svara to it was, as I suggested, in the Mishnah in Malkos, that yesh lecha adam shechava la mamono migufa. So according to this lashon, according to the notion that Malkos is less severe than mamon, or mamon is more chamor than Malkos, so the Gemara said that if chovel b'chavero, which is a bigger avera than ones umefate, so if a case of chovel b'chavero, the Gemara wanted to first make a straight up binyan av, that just like chovel b'chavero pays and doesn't get malkos, so too other mamonos. So then the Gemara says, maybe no. Since mamon is more chamor than malkos, maybe the punishment of the more chamor avera, maybe we only say, come lev the rabamine, and we give you mamon and not malkos, by ber averos of mamon. And what's a ber avera of mamon? Chovel b'chavero. Why? Because you see, the Torah is mechayev chamisha dvarim. So you see that it's an avon chamor of mamonos. Whereas by ones umefate, where there also happens to be malkos, let's say because it's achoso, ones umefate only pay two things, and therefore it's not as big an avera as chovel b'chavero. And nonetheless, and so then perhaps there we would say that you can get off with a lighter punishment than malkos. That's what the Gemara suggested. Yes, Zach?
Did you say that chovel b'chavero is a avera that's chamor than mamon?
Yes, it's more chamor than other mamonos averas.
Not that the mamon aspect is more chamor.
This is the Wednesday debate.
Yeah.
Correct. I said that. Correct.
This is sort of the sound.
Now, I do have a kasha as an aside on this particular point of the Gemara. Ones and Mefata are not more kal in that they only pay two of the things. The reason why Ones and Mefata only pay two of the things is because they don't apply. In other words, let's say I happen to hit you, but I don't cause nezek. But you're out of work for a couple of days, and you have to go to the doctor, and there's tzar, and there's bosha. So would you say that's less chamor? I did less damage to you in that sense, but I wouldn't have said inherently it's the same prohibition of Lo Yosef.
Isn't that the point?
No, I think just as when you have Edom Zomim compared to Ones Mefata, we're talking about the inherent chumra of the Avera. Let's say I'm a weakling. If I'm a weakling and I hit you, or if I hit one guy, you know, and I hit him harder because he's weaker, and the other one is stronger, was my Avera fundamentally different? No, it just sometimes I do more damage, sometimes I do less damage. It's not inherent in the action. It's
maybe
the same.
That's what determines whether or not it's more chamor than malkut in that case.
Okay, so you want to see. Okay.
$1 million, that's more chamor than malkut.
Exactly. $5. Slow down. One at a time. Trei kali lo mishtamai kal v'chomer l'tlas kali. Sam.
We're not trying to learn from Chovah Chavero to Onis Mepata. Regarding the Chamishim.
We're trying to learn from Chovah Bachavero to all other Mamanos, and we say that you can't learn to other Mamanos, including Onis Mepata.
I think Rashi says Knas.
The Knas of Onis Mepata. Well, we don't learn to. We wouldn't necessarily. Naniach, even if that's true, let's say the Knas of Onis Mepata. Right now, the Gemara is focused on Knas, because Chovah Bachavero is a more chamor avera. Why? Because you pay chamisha dvarim. So it's not really that you pay chamisha dvarim and you don't pay by the by onis mefata. You just didn't happen to do that. You can
so you actually you have, right, the way the Gemara makes it sound like you're supposed to pay chamisha dvarim plus knas.
Yeah,
it's just the reason why you don't pay the other.
Because there's no the doctor doesn't heal this, and the tsar, depending, there might be tsar. Some cases it's three. And you know, well, she's not out of work because of it.
And it asks questions like, why is there tsar, why isn't there tsar? Because we assume that all five would apply by
correct, way. In principle. That's my... Okay, so you want to say, we don't, you know, that onis mefata, by definition, never entail, just because the way they're done, never entail... There's a difference between my hitting you harder or hitting you softer, is that it really just depends on how strong I am and how weak you are, but I might pay chamisha dvarim. Onis mefata can never pay... Sheves and Ripu by definition, because they don't require Sheves and Ripu, so it's a less chamor aver. I mean,
and therefore
it's a less chamor aver. Yeah,
that's the wire for us.
Yeah, okay, so that's what you're going to answer my question.
That's
fine.
What I'm saying, though. I want to say that Onis Mefata is really chamor aver, besides the knas aspect of it. Yeah,
I know, but then then the Gemara's Pircha makes no sense.
Right, it's just asking on the knas.
No, but how can you ask on the knas if the knas is partially an outgrowth of the same avera, which is equally chamor?
But by the way, you had said something differently in Seder, but there are still other things that you pay less money for. What was the that we came up with? Oh, like sure, where you just pay money and you wouldn't pay any other. There
correct.
There are things of money where not all commission devices.
Correct. They're relevant, but you don't pay. That was the whole point.
You can't use it as a binyan av to all of them, therefore it's not a binyan av.
Agreed, but then are you saying that the Gemara really had a good makar for onus of mefata, but they were busy searching for a broader makar? Which is not the way Rashi reads, for sure. Rashi reads specifically Onis Mefata. Call it the Knas of Onis Mefata if you want. But Rashi understands the Gemara's... You're right. Ula, it would have been sufficient for the Gemara's... Again, what Tosis is Kasha and Diba Maschel Alba, and what might even be in Laskanas HaGemara, that Ula only has this din by Onis Mefata, that Yemishal Veno Loke. B'chol Tar Kula, he might agree either that Loke... Loka Vein Mishalim, and maybe you never pay unless, even maybe like Resh Lakish, maybe like Rav Yochanan, whatever it is. But in this specific case, Anam is Mishalim Veloka, so then you would be right. Then you could dismiss my Pircha and the Pircha by saying, Einachanami, you're right, that Onis Mefata really is, Onis Mefata is as Chamor as Chovah Bachaveira. It's a kind of Chovah Bachaveira, where you just, for technical reasons, you happen not to need any Ripoy and Sheves. But the Gemara was trying to learn even more broadly for a situation where you did something where you incurred mamon, I don't know what that case is, and you have malkos that mishalim v'ino loka, and that's why the Gemara says it's not a good malkar, not because it didn't satisfy the local need, but because it didn't satisfy the global need. So Rashi certainly didn't see it that way.
But according to like the way you understood earlier, that onis mefata is categorically different because you never really paid shevis at any point. What about like nowadays then? When she would be like in the hospital for at least post-traumatic stress, like we not apply that nowadays. Is this why I don't like that formulation?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
So, Enochanami might be.
I observed, and I was.
Where was I just reading? I just encountered something like this, which further emphasized that point driven home, that some of these things, book boshas at its core, and even PTSD on some level, are societally conditioned. They are societally conditioned.
But like, if that doesn't mean you don't treat them as onus, then like if he breaks her arm while doing it...
Well, that's a separate question. Agreed. Look, I've tried doing research on this, because there was something I had read an article about. It must have been an old Jewish woman who died, who had been a victim of the Nazis. And the question is, does rape ever cause infertility? I mean, in other words, rape can be violent enough to do real damage. In other words, what's that?
I think it's certainly a literary trope that it does. I don't know if that actually...
The question... Well, if it... If it if a, Let's put it this way. What I'm pretty sure is that if you want to call date rape or drug rape, it's not going to cause these problems because the act itself is not a inherently violent act. It's done under deceptive circumstances. The woman more or less become... What? No. I mean, it's ones because she's basically an abastas. It's like a katana. You've drugged her. What I'm saying is the physical act doesn't involve the same kind of bruising and force that is likely to do damage, you know, physical damage to the woman. So a rape can entail, it can theoretically entail, you know, and they would have no ways probably of healing that, you know, if surgery were necessary of some kind, so they wouldn't have had that means, it wouldn't have done you any good. So I could have, yeah, maybe Shabbos, I don't know, but so yes, in theory, societal change could... You know, the physical part's the physical part. If society changes where a doctor might actually do something that you could have Ripui now, and you could have Sheves.
Changes would change the category of onus mufalos, because what you want to say was it's in the category of it. It's not just...
Well, the answer is... No. I'm not arguing that onus mufata are categorically excluded from Ripui and Sheves. I'm saying that in the time of Tanakh and the time of Gemara, you just would never have had such a scenario. So I don't know what a modern change would do for that. Listen, that's why I'm more convinced of my pircha than anything else, right? Because the bottom line, it just happens. In other words, in the Gemara doesn't discuss the scenario. What if she needed Ripui for it? What if it were done in such a way that she couldn't work for 2 days, right? I would have thought that it's a Devar Pasha you have to pay. Why is it different than any other Chova B'Chaveira? That's what I would have thought, but the Gemara doesn't discuss the possibility, so I don't know what they're thinking about it. But if I'm correct, then in principle you could pay Chamish Nirom, it just would never, almost never have been for them.
The Gemara does say it's trying to learn from all places, so there's money in Malka. So.
Agreed, but Rashi is very careful the way he formulates it, because on some level, the Gemara really at its core shouldn't have been interested in learning in all places. All it needed to do, which is might be what it only does Lamaskana, is to learn for the case of Knas by Unas Mefata. Because that's all the Gemara needed. Ula's job was to solve a problem between the Mishnayos, and his solution is a resolution whether or not you think it's a global resolution or a local resolution. The Gemara assumed that it was intended as a global resolution and asked for the Makar. But if the Gemara, if it were good enough Makar for just Onesa Mefata, the Gemara should have turned around right now and said it's only a local resolution. If the Rishonim have the Girsa at the end of the Sugya, that it's not Kol Heicha, but it's specifically in Knas Mefata, the Gemara never needed Tachas, according to what you're saying. The Gemara could have used a Chova B'Chaveira as the Binyanav, because One should just be another example of Chova B'Chaveira.
Unless you're just talking about the Knas aspect of it.
But again, you can't dismiss it as being a less Hamor Aveira than a regular Chovel. Right. In other words, once you agree with me that if you do the rape in the wrong way, or the right way, I don't know what you want to call it, and you do the right way to achieve all five things, then it's the same din of Chovah Chaveiro, then it's worse than Chovah Chaveiro. It's even more Chamer because you pay Knas too. Right? So certainly you're going to say, Kalmed Rabinei, you should have gotten, you know, you're going to get the money. Right? So you know, QED, the Chovah Chaveiro is a good binyanav. So that's what I don't understand. Okay. Yitzi.
They're not looking at the cases and saying...
So in other words, correct, you're not saying that you couldn't... In other words, we're saying that the Binyanav was meant to learn even to a case of Onesim. I mean, so again, you're saying it's case-based. So I don't want to say that. I'll tell you why. Because the next Gemara by Edim Zomamim is a category. It's not a scenario.
That's
why I don't want to say that.
You also don't have to find every time in parallel.
I'm sorry?
You don't necessarily pay all five every time.
Correct. So you're just strengthening my kasha.
Not strengthening your kasha as much as there's clearly, one, it has to be categorical conversation, and two, there must be more behind this conversation. Like, when it says that there's five payments by Chol Chaveiro, they don't mean that literally there's a case in front of us in which there's five payments.
Correct. But so again, the problem is that I would have thought it means Chol Chaveiro is subject to these five things. So the question is did Chazal decide that Onis and Mefata are not subject to the rest? See, in their minds, I imagine... Again, the part of history, like, does anybody have enough data to do a history of rape? And what was the physical damage? And what was the cost? And so on. Again, I think I'm pretty sure it's worse now because of the psychological, societal implications. I get that. Not that it was a good thing back then. And as Chazal understood, by the way, remember, the last Mishnah Horios understood the difference between a man and a woman. Right? In other words, the din was that you redeemed a woman out of captivity for a man because she was more likely to be raped and therefore her shame would be greater. But if they were both on the Makakala, you redeemed the man first because his shame, societally, was greater than her shame, which is a very reasonable assumption. But in other words, they understood that there was stigma to it. It wasn't just. There is boshes. Obviously, you pay boshes. The question is, how much worse is it? Listen, if somebody punches you out and you get a black eye, you're walking around. Now, if someone punches you and gives you a dead arm and a black and blue mark, you know, in private, there's no real boshes there, right? It's covered up. Nobody knows. Right? So this tzar, there might be Shabbos if you can't work for the day. Maybe if you need to go to the doctor, it's repo. But there's no boshes. Right? But if someone gives you a black eye, it's embarrassing, right? Because people, even when you get a black eye from just falling on something, it's embarrassing. People want to know what happened. You're right, you feel sheepish. You have to tell them what happened. You don't have to, but there is a degree of societal boshes. When you stand out, when something stands out, there's boshes. Right? Okay. But the question is, how much worse was being raped versus being, you know, physically battered where you could see the person was being battered? I don't know. Today, I think it's worse. Today, we have, it's not a positive or negative, it just is. So I don't know whether Chazal conceived of rape, and we don't know enough about it. They conceived of rape where you would have paid repoy and you would have paid Shabbos. It just it didn't happen to be in those cases.
Yeah. I don't use it as a proof, though, but they do call, like, thing that will be Nezek in Chol HaChavero differently in Onis Mpata.
Correct. They call Pagam because the Nezek, because obviously Nezek you can understand. Again, it's a case where presumably he hasn't permanently damaged her. What he's damaged is her value as a Basula.
But it's still the same value, like, still the way how you check the value, but it is a different word for it. Maybe that points to it being actually a different category.
Well, I'll tell you why. I'm not sure. I hear, but I think that there's a reason probably why you might want to label a different category, which is Nezek is something that in theory should never be subject to. Pagam, the woman is going to be subject to. It's just you had no right to do it. You took her basulim rather than leaving it there so someone who married her, the Adon in theory, could, the way you value could have given to his Eved, right? In other words, that's why maybe it's called Pagam as opposed to Nezek, because it's going to happen anyway. You hope it's going to happen. You hope she's not going to be single and celibate all her life, right? You hope she's going to get married, and this Pagam is going to happen anyway, but it's not going to be called Pagam, because contextually. So that may be why it's called Pagam and not Nezek. Yitzi?
Given the Gemara's statement that here it's more chamor because of chamisha tvarim and Aiden Zolman is more chamor because Aiden Tzrichei Matrat, like, why do we feel compelled to say there is a parallel? I think it's pretty clear there's not a parallel. It's actually two different questions. One case it's chamor because of the punishment, one case it's chamor because of the case.
So I'll tell you why you can't say that. Because the Gemara wanted to bring a raya by chovah b'chavero, right? I have a question for you. If you're chovah b'chavero, and you do a prutah's worth of damage, but all that's needed, all that exists there is nezek tzar repoin boshes, no shevas. Do you get malchus or do you pay money? There's no shevas. Do you pay or get malchus? What's the din?
As far as
I can tell, you pay. It's very clear from the Mishnah in Sanachoval, actually, that you can have tzar without nezek and so on. And as you can have any one of the chamisha dvarim. If I do one of the chamisha dvarim, what's the din? I pay, as long as I did a prutas worth. So it's not scenario, it's not situational. It's categorical.
But there's no way really to evaluate these things. I think that's like Rambam's comment anyway. How do I know what lotah to say is more chamor than another? I look at what punishment you get, and that's why the Gemara starts to say,
I agree, but what I'm going to tell you is that the point is that a chovah b'chavero is more chamor because you potentially get five things. The problem I'm asking is that onus and mefata also, that I don't know, the Gemara seems to think that potentially you can never pay all five things. The maximum you can get is three. Pagam, boshes, and tzar.
Maybe the Gemara simply, when I say...
They didn't envision a scenario... No,
likely, potentially.
What's it?
Nowadays, potentially for nowadays the nezek that's done with rape is societally conditioned to be much, much more. But at that point in time, it was unlikely, though still technically potentially...
Never mind. I know the answer to the question, I think. I mean, we fell into a trap here. Mm-hmm. Sam was right, but he maybe didn't realize it, or maybe he did, and I didn't understand what he was saying when he said knas. Yeah. I think the answer is the following. Ones and mefata, for ones and mefata, is only chayav knas. Sorry to be so blunt. Supposing the same guy, you had tragically, it's horrible, cases like this. Supposing this guy, instead of raping her, took a broomstick and raped her with a broomstick. What would the din be? It's chovah b'chaveira. You pay however many of the dvarim you do. You don't pay knas.
Be a lot of motion then.
Okay. I'm not an expert in such matters to know, to evaluate which is bigger boshes, right? So the instrument, again, forgive the metaphor, the instrument that he used really, in terms of the chovel, is irrelevant. And by the way, he also wouldn't be chayav for achoso or achoso v'achosimo if he did with a broomstick. In other words, perhaps the Gemara is conceptually separating two things, the act of bia, and then the physical act of rape and the damage that results from it. And that's why Rashi's talking about the knas of onei semifata. The knas is a product of the bia, and the malchus is a product of the bia. The chamisha dvarim. The chamisha dvarim are a product of damage.
I just put the Gemara on the top of the Amud. The Gemara was shorter, and all these things were trying to remove the other monetary payments as if that was relevant to the equation.
No. So that's a separate question. So that's a separate question in principle of within why, if you believe that whenever there's mammon and malchus subsumed within, this is one act. When he chooses to rape her as opposed to using an instrument.
Putting that under the category of mammon.
So what's that? That is, that bottom line is, even if I do unrelated things, even if I do unrelated things in one act, multiple different averos, so I am, we do say kam le b'derab amine, right? And the assumption is that even though they're two separate averos, it's kam le, as long as I have to pay, when it's kam le b'derab, listen, it has to be kam le b'derab amine. According to Ula, the bottom line is that if he believes that Adam is, and that as a matter of principle, whenever it's a nara, that you mishalem ve'eno loka, at least because it's in this case, whatever the reason is, so then it doesn't matter what you're paying. If you're paying kasaknas, or if she's a bulgaris, and you're paying boshes and pagam, or whatever it is, you're still going to say that you get pay, you don't get malchus. But now the Gemara is asking a different question. The Gemara wants to know about if we're just talking about knas, right? Supposing it's a case where there is only knas, how could you have a case where can you have a case where there's only knas? Oh, I'm going to get stuck here. You can for the Yushalmi. For the Yushalmi that says that by Mafuta there's no boshes pagam, but there's just knas. But I don't know if the Bavli would ever acknowledge such a thing. So if could the Bavli have envisioned the case where there's only knas but not? Yes, of course it can. Narashota, Mafuta. Right. Narashota Mafuta, there is no boshes. I don't know, is there boshes to our family? I don't know. There's no pagam, there's no tsar. I don't know about that. I'm not sure. If there were no boshes, there would be knas, though. There would be knas. So in such a case, the knas is a function of the bia only, not a function of any damage.
Why are we tied to tsar? We always tied to tsar, are we?
No, the mafuta. The point is, if she's mafuta, if she does it willingly, even though she is not a bardas, and anyway it goes to her father. In fact, let me say the following. No. Oh, no, I got it. Sorry. Okay. It's a nara. It's a yesoma. It's a nara yesoma. Shota, yes, there is, because there's no mechila. Boshes, she hasn't experienced boshes. Pagam, there is no pagam. Tsar, she does it physically willingly, but she's not a bastas to be mochelas on the knas. Even the Bavli should presumably agree with that point. It happens to be the Bavli. What's that? Maybe. You can research whether I'm saying is correct there.
With Rashi, it works because Rashi takes that there.
What you're saying only applies to that case and not to the...
We're trying to establish a theory how the Gemara could be trying to make the... See, Lamaskan, I can get around all this anyway, because... It doesn't... So it would work to explain why... It worked for Mefata, it won't work for Ones, actually. Because there's going to be Tsar by Ones. Okay, so maybe that's not an answer. So I don't know the answer. Maybe we're really stuck with Akasha. If you could somehow work out that line of thought.
Well, Well, you don't have to come up with a practical case to make a distinction in theory.
No, it has to be a practical possible case. If it's impossible by any constructed scenario...
All we're saying is that we think that the definition of ones as a category involves knas more than involves... The other one would be a separate... Meaning, in this understanding, we would say there's actually two malchus you have a possibility of getting. There's a malchus of ones, there's also a malchus of chaverim. There's also the moment that's related to the second malchus and the moment related to the first malchus, but those are two separate things.
Right. The question, the problem is that when they're asking it, when the Gemara asks, once Ula gives the case, and as once we say that in a case of Bogeris for Ula, is the Mishnah Malchus, that you can get Malchus there, so why does the Gemara turn around and ask about the Nezek Mamon? We've established there's no Knas Mamon because she's a Bogeris. So that Malchus she should get. Now you're asking me about... So the mere fact that you also do Nezek in the process, namely whatever it is, Boshes Padam in the Gemara, and then Tsar, that should be enough to say Kamal Arvine on all the Malchus. And one of the interesting questions that's never discussed, probably because it's never less than Shavaputa, really ask a different question. Is an Ones and Mefate Chayim Malchus? You'll ask why? Because it's Chol B'Chavera. So the answer, I'm not sure it's true actually, maybe not. This is what's complicated, because there may not be any Malchus there, because Malchus is not for Chovel B'Chavero, I think. Malchus is for striking Chavero. Is raping a woman considered Lo Yosef? Does it have to be Derech Malchus?
Isn't the whole point of our Gemara that
there's, let's say I spit, let me give you an example. I spit at someone, that and I hit them with the spit, not on the floor, so I'm Chayev to Bei Boshes. Right, so that is one of the chamisha devarim of what we call chovel, being mazik someone. Do you get malchus? Let's say it turns out that the boshes is so tiny it's less than a prut. Do you get malchus? I don't think the answer is no. I think that malchus of chovel is limited to lo yosef. It's not chovel stam. It's chovel through hitting. I mean, that is chovel is done through hitting, but it's not the chamisha dvarim per se of nesek. It's specifically active hitting. Would rape be considered an active hitting? Maybe, I don't know. It's not a question that's discussed because it always entails at least the prutas worth, so we're never going to have the discussion of malchus. So the only shaila is how much you pay, but that's an important question. And theoretically, if you bruise a woman in raping her, which is typically the case, presumably that's chovel b'chaveru. It's just that you pay tashlum and not, you don't get malchus. Yitzi?
Wouldn't the Gemara not make any sense if it wasn't the case that you get Malchus in theory? The whole point is that...
No, you're getting Malchus for Achoso here. Yes, I forgot that at one point, not today, but in discussions with one of you, it's like, oh wait, don't, Rashi doesn't even quote that part, yes.
But what about our whole Riboy earlier on Nara Hanara? That Pasuk the Gemara is bringing,
We don't know about that Pasuk yet in the Sugya, so don't confuse things.
This seems slightly off topic, but it gets back on topic.
Okay.
If I say, give permission to someone to hit me, and they hit me, are they high malchus?
Probably not. I mean, the question is, are they pata from tashlumen? So the Mishnah says, I don't know actually. The Mishnah says if someone tells you cut off their hand, you're chayiv to pay. But that's presumably because the person doesn't really mean it. In theory, should the person really mean it? And I would argue there's a difference between cut off my hand and give me, you know, when guys, what was the game guys play, whacking each other in the arm? Is there a game? Is there a name?
Punch buggy?
Okay, we've been through this already. Sorry. So I'm not sure there that there's actually, it's a bad practice. But I'm not sure that it's technically us or violates the Leosa because the person might be serious there.
You don't usually leave bruise.
So in those cases, you'll be pater because there's mechila for the mamon, but you get malchus.
No, I would say no, because it's not derech nitzayon. Look, if I'm a surgeon and I cut someone, right? Is that like asay duchalos asay? And maybe it's only motiv pikuach nefesh?
I thought there's a special dispensation from a pasuk that allows you to heal people, otherwise it would be asay.
Not because of cutting. That's because it's interfering with God's work. As the Pasuk Yedidya says in Divrei Hayamim, right? Begam b'choyo lo darash b'shem kiyim barofim, right? Rapoyu Rapay tells you allowed to seek medical care. You don't say that you're interfering with the divine plan and let the things take their course. The reason why it's mutter, by a parent, by the way, a parent, we say, it's better to have someone else do it, but if there's no one else, then the child can do it, not just to be koch nefesh. But why is it by other people we don't say, why don't we ask a guy to do it maybe, right? Because maybe Lo Yosef is not one of his Yisurim, perhaps. And you give me a Rishus, so it's not Gezel of any kind. So the answer is it's not usur because it's not derech hashchasa or derech nitzayon. The Rambam says you strike someone derech nitzayon.
What defines derech nitzayon? What's the parameters?
An act of violence, if you want to call it that.
Okay, so that means that by definition, I'm never mocha.
Correct. And correct. If you're mocha something, I'm telling you, please punch me in the arm because we're playing a game. That's not derech nitzayon, I don't think.
So then, mefato will never have malchus from the
chovel. Of course not. It's not chovel. Who would it say that? Every time a man has intercourse with his wife, she's going to say, now you get malchus? What? Thank you. Okay. You know, I believe that fundamentally the God of Darwin helps us deal with people like that. Get it? Okay. Fine. So, yes.
Given the ancient Near Eastern...
I call it Darwinian Chumrah. Yes.
Given the ancient Near Eastern practice of rape was often not derech nitzayon, but rather in order to subvert a family's desire to avert a certain chasm, if you will. It's actually not...
Was it?
Yeah. Apparently in the Assyrian codex, and I kind of assume there's some crossover there. It wasn't when we think of rape, it's typically just like whatever it is, power play rape is something. But in that society, the case that was very often dealt with, or the legal codes sought to deal with, was that so and so wanted to marry a certain girl. Her family says no for a variety of reasons. And then he rapes her because effectively what's going to happen is now they will have no choice but to let him.
So, to which the Torah said,
correct, 100%. But that being the case, it's not actually derech nitzayon. He very much likes her. If he does it in such a way
that she's protesting and it causes her pain in that sense. In other words, again, if she doesn't cede, at some point he's going to force her. That is derech nitzayon.
So nitzayon is from the victim's perspective.
Probably, yes. Yes.
I would have thought the other.
No, I would have thought. No, I think so. I think so. Okay. Zach.
maybe what you were saying before, but were you saying that
I shouldn't tell you my questions. You get in trouble.
In a case of, let's say, onus, where you would damage her so much that she would have shavas and reaping, whatever it is, that what you did to cause that damage would be chovel, and that wasn't actually it's not under the gedarim of onus.
But imkol zeh, you want to separate that out. In that way.
Meaning, when the Gemara says onis doesn't have shavas and ripui, it's because even if in a case in which that were involved, technically that's because he beat her, because he did it way more violently than necessary. And the aspect of bosh, pagam, and tsar are all inherent aspects of any kind of rape.
Except for when they're not. Shota, I guess tsar will always what?
Then you're punter from those.
No, but no. Your argument has to rest on the assumption the reason why onis mefata is less chamor is because its inherent definition does not entail. That you're doing what I did, just in a less.
I guess the normal case. Like,
I know. So you're still gonna. I'm not sure that that's.
But then you would say that. That Shabbos and Ripui don't never come into play.
In a normal case. That's
not even a normal case, never. And that in a case
but again,
that would come into play, it would be Chova. At that point, you were. Because what happens if you're.
But again, see, I would argue. I would argue that Sa'ar, Boshas, and Pagam are not intrinsic and inherent. You don't have to have them depending upon the scenarios. The only one that you do have to have, by definition, by Anara, is Knas. There could be Mechila, but there's Knas. That's why I'm not sure that you can sort of split. You're trying to cut the loaf in a different way to solve my problem. I'm not sure it really works. You see? All right.
Could
and then we got to move on.
Couldn't the answer just be that it's the Chamor potential which ruins it as a binyan av? The simple fact is that since there is a very common potential for that case to be a chamor based on the fact that it has chamisha dvarim, and over here we probably don't.
But is it really based upon a rove? Is that what it is?
I would think A, yes, and B, the potential ruins it anyway. Once you have that potential, I can't use you as a binyan av.
But both have, my point is that both have the same potential.
It's
a good binyanav.
No, it should ruin the binyanav. I need something that's going to be.
If I can demonstrate that chovel right now in the tzad that mammon is more chum than the malchus, if I can demonstrate that chovel, which has a level of chumer of 7.3, you pay mammon, you get the more chumer punishment, and you don't get malchus, then onei semefata, which potentially could also be chamisha dvarim, also has a severity level of 7.3, and therefore same din. What?
Likely.
So that's what Zach is saying, in a different way. I prefer the potential because I prefer this to be. I mean, it's the same thing, Zach. It's the same. Maybe that's what you have to say. All right. I don't know. All right. The horse is dead. Let's move on.
Long live the horse.
Okay. Now the Gemara continues. So now the Gemara turns around and says, okay, but, and if you want to say, so that's why you can't use Chovel Bachavero as a Binyan Av. For Ones and Mefata, if Mammon is more Chamer than Malkos, because maybe you only say Kamle Drabine by the super Chamer Mammon, namely by Chov B'Chaveiro, but by the Ones and Mefata, where you wouldn't pay, never, where you don't pay Chamish Udvarim, whatever that means, there we'll let you off the hook with the lighter punishment than Malkos. And then the Gemara says, and if you want to say that Mammon is really a Kula, always compared to Malkos. So then, initially, we think, oh, well, if Chov B'Chaveiro, which is a much bigger Aveiro, you get off with the lenient punishment of Mammon. Then certainly, onis mafata, which you don't pay chamisha dvarim, we can let you off with the lenient punishment. So to that, the Gemara says no. Maybe chovel b'chaveiro is actually less chamor than onis mafata because chovel b'chaveiro is hutar mechlalo bebeisdin. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So now the Gemara wants. So now that this has failed, we want to try to bring a different riot. So the Gemara continues. Yitzi, read.
Hello, Gomer me Edim Zomni. Ma Edim Zomni, the Ika Mamma Mako, the Mona Mashali Moka Lolaki. Ako Heka, the Ika Mamma Mako, the Mona Mashali Moka Lolaki.
So, what's the case of Edim Zomni? Which case of Edim Zomni?
I don't know, we discussed this a little. Would it? I think it's open to general. Like,
so give me a case.
We testify that Ruben owes Shimon 200 zos.
Exactly. Me Edan Onamish Planisha Chayv the Haver Masayim zos. So what would you have said? Well, he violated Yaftim Kasher Zama, but he also violated Lo Sanev Re'achai Eid Shav, or Echeker. Therefore, he should have gotten Malkus and Mamam, but we only say Kasher Zama. That's what the Chacham says. Rabbi Meir says, you're Lokar Arboim, and you're Mishalim. But the Chachamim say that you pay and you don't...
Do we skip one? Do we skip the Hutter Mifah?
Oh well, I wasn't reading the Gemara. I was just reconstructing it. I reconstructing its logic.
Sorry.
It's okay. So now the Gemara says. So that's Edim Zomim case. The Chacham say Mishal Avein Aloka. So too here you should be Mishal Avein Aloka. So now the Gemara says.
Not Edim Zomim. She can't answer him.
Edim Zomim is a much more Chamar Aveira. You know how severe it is. Normally, in order to get punished, you have to get a warning. To get Malkos. To get Misa, you have to have Edom warn you, and you say, Afal Pekin, even though you're going to bring me to Beis Din and try to get me killed or give me Malkus, I'm doing it anyway. But Edom Zomim, no Hasra. The Gemara talks, and I think in Malkus, why there's no Hasra, why maybe it'd be impossible to give Hasra. But the bottom line is there's no Hasra. What? Is it in this? Oh, it is now. I mean, I don't know where. Oh, okay, no. So I don't remember. From Malkus?
No, are you saying later what you're going to talk about?
Okay.
Oh, sorry,
Is the Gemara have it here? I don't remember if it's in our pair. Okay, they say, when would you warn him, was the question. So the bottom line is, there's no Hasra required, and yet we still punish you, which tells you, in a certain sense, what does that mean? Why does it mean it's more Chomer? So, Lamashal, what is the definition of Shogeg B'chola Tarakula? Typical Shogeg?
I didn't know.
I didn't know what? I didn't know it was Asa Yidchelev. I didn't know Asa do this Malach on Shabbos. I mean, I didn't know it was Shabbos. That's an unusual case. So what happens if I kill someone and I say I didn't know it was Asur to kill? So what's the din?
You didn't get Asura, then you're not
fine. No Asura. What's the din? I admit I killed him.
Bring a Chagas.
Are you Chayav Karis for killing someone?
No.
So if you're not Chayav Karis, you don't bring a Chatas from the Meshogeg. Besides which, you know what the punishment you kill someone Meshogeg is. It's an entire parak in the Torah.
I thought that was basically like if you killed someone, you knew killing was wrong, but you killed a bad.
So the question is only, what's the din? There's no din of Karis by Ritzicha. Yechai Misa is based in. And Yechai Misa, and if based in doesn't get you, God will get you. How do you know that?
Because
the Torah, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, in principle, but if not, God will get you. Okay, fine. But so call it whatever you want. Maybe it's not kares; it's some other misibid shemayim. But it's not kares in the formal sense that the Torah says v'nichvasa that you get a chata, that you bring it. Would bring a chata b'shogeg. The Torah prescribes the punishment b'shogeg. Go to Ari Meklat. So what's the din if you kill someone and they bring you to court and they say you killed them? I said, yeah, but I thought it was mutter. I didn't know it was aser. I thought when my chaver said a bad sfarin tosis, it was mutter to pull out my gun and shoot him. Okay, that's what I thought. So what's
did you thought it was mutter to kill him? Is that the same category?
It's a prat. It's a prat. Fine. I don't know. Killing is aser. Potter from what?
I don't know. Whatever.
So the answer is that they can't kill you in Beis Din, obviously, because they didn't give you Asra. If they gave you Asra, you wouldn't have been Omer Motar. Right? But Ari Miklat don't protect you. You're a Shoge Karv Lemesis. Why? Because you should have known. Which, by the way, is a proof from my vantage point that the Halacha recognizes natural law. Tosus talks about this in the beginning of the second Perek HaMakos, that an Omer Mutter by Ritzicha is not a Shogeg. It's a Shogeg Karv Lemezid. Ari Miklat don't.
It's the only other era that we have.
It's the only. Well, you know, the problem is, what would it then be? By Gezel, I don't know. By Avodah Zarah, by the way. Avodah Zarah, Omer Mutter is a Shogeg. Shabbos, Omer Mutter is a Shogeg. Gilei Arayos, I think Omer Mutter is a Shogeg.
That's not a natural law. That's just like.
Ritzicha, by saying that by Ritzicha, you're liable even though you weren't taught.
That's not about, but you weren't put in the same grouping as Shabbos and Avodah Zarah.
And Gilei Arayos. I'm telling you that there are certain things that I think are self understood and a person needs to understand them. What? I don't know. But the problem is that Gezel, the problem with Gezel is you have to pay back. In other words, that's not a punishment per se. You're just paying back by probably a Ganav is not, if he didn't know that the Yisr Geneva, I don't know if he's Chayv Kefil, but he's still Chayv on Karen, but that's Tashlumen. That's Tashlumen.
Maybe it's just God's Zera that you get killed anyway.
For Ritzicha? I'm not here to make the have the discussion, but I'm just pointing out that when it comes to what's that? So we're talking about Edom Zomimim. Edom, so the fact that Edom Zomimim can be punished without Hasra, the fact that you don't need to be warned on something tells you something of the nature of its Isser. Right? The Chomer of the Isser, meaning it's Chomer enough that it's self understood. So Eden Zomim can be punished. You can like my drasha or not. Okay, let's let it go. Eden Zomim can be punished without Hasra, and that's a big Chumrah. Thus, if Eden Zomim, the Gemara says, if Eden Zomim, you get the Mamon, not Malkos. Right now we're assuming that Mamon is Mochamer in the first time. That's because it's a bigger Avera. That's why you can say Kamli Rabbine. But maybe by Ones and Mefata, you would say that you get the more clean Avera, you get Malkos. Now the Gemara turns around and says, "V'e, go ahead, whoever's reading, Yitzi." Same svar as before. If imamono lekula, now what the chomer of Edom Zomim actually should tell you why you certainly should be makel to only pay money would be a good makar, right? Because if by Edom Zomim, which is so chomer, the only nesra, still we let you get off by paying mamon and don't make you pay malk and don't let you get malkos, certainly by onus mefata, which is, you know, a lesser avera, since a lesser avera, and the malchus of that, namely of Achosa, would require Hasra, there we would say you can get off with the lighter punishment, the Mammon. Okay. So now, the Gemara says no. Okay. So this is a Peladika line. Is this a Chumrah? This is supposed to be what? For Edom Zomim. It's supposed to be a Kula. Edom Zomim. Is the fact that you get away with the lighter punishment by Edom Zomim doesn't prove that you get away with the lighter punishment by Ones and Mefata. Why? Because Edom Zomim is not such a big affair. You know how we know that? Because you didn't do anything. I spoke. It's not like I picked up an axe and hit someone with it. It's not like I ate chazir. I didn't do anything. Allah wa samaisa. And yet I'm being nanash, it's true. But it can't be such a bad guy because I didn't do anything. So this is problematic for one primary reason, which is, it's again, this is the proof of the chumrah of Edom Zomimim. In Edom Zomimim, you don't do anything and still you get punished.
The reason why you don't get as the bad punishment is because you didn't do anything.
Now, I know that, but the fact that you get any onesh...
You need to get some onesh, because the pasukim tell you.
Right, it's just not an
onesh. They're
just saying you don't get malchus.
Yeah.
No. But the fact that you're punishable, we want to argue that we want to argue that you don't need to get the malchus. It's enough to make you pay the money because Edom Zomim is kal. Why Edom Zomim is kal?
We're not.
I just came up with a great answer. Actually, what's that? No. I'm sorry. I just a thought ran through my head. The fact that you get punished without hasra.
We don't worry about Kal Chumra anymore. It's just saying there is no Malkus. It's not like, oh, which one do you pick? It's just that there is nothing to pick. There's
why not?
Because you just lost Shema Maisa.
That's just what went through my head. I don't think that's what they're reading.
You don't think that's what
they're reading? The Ra'ah clearly didn't read it that way because he asked the Kasha. That's what just hit me now. You want to read it, Shekein Lo Shemaisa, in a technical issue.
Yeah.
That's a Lav Shema Maisa. So the answer is wrong. Why? Because the Chachamim agree... I think the Chachamim agree that when you don't have Edom Zomimim, if you're Edei Sheker and you're proven as Edei Sheker. And normally when you have Edom Mechashim, you don't know who's telling the truth, so you throw them all out. But let's say you have Edom Boharug Baraglov. We testify that Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon walks into the base and says, hi! And of course, those of you who remember Yevamos would know that if you were the Rav and the Yerushalmi, you would say, we don't believe Shimon that he's Shimon, because Edom said that Shimon is dead, this must be his doppelganger. The famous Yerushalmi in the beginning of the 10th, I think it's the 9th or 10th parak, Parak Yishai Rabbah. What happens is Edom testified that a man died, and now he comes back. So I think it's Rav who says, you give him, he said, we don't believe him. The Edom said he's dead, so this is obviously somebody else. That's a sugya in its own right. But the bottom line is, the Bavli seems not to assume. I think the Bar HaBaraglav is a proof that Reuven didn't kill Shimon, because here's Shimon. What's that?
They didn't say something that was accurate, but yes, that's from the Shekhar.
If they said, we saw Reuven shoot Shimon, we went over, we checked his pulse, he was dead, he had a bullet hole through his heart. Shimon walks into Basin like Superman, pulls his chest apart, and you see that he has a perfect, unblemished chest.
Yeah, but it could have been a sort of, even a mistake, yeah, but I like,
oh, he poured ketchup on it. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that possibility. The old MPA trick. If you testify that Shimon had a bullet hole through his heart because you looked, and then Shimon walks in and says, hi gentlemen, how are you?
I watch TV and I see a bullet hole
through
his heart.
I think Jackson,
we assume they're culpable. The halachas, they get malchus.
Really?
They get malchus.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where is this? Maybe they saw someone else. They're confused.
I'll find you the Gemara. It's in malchus. Yeah, Baharug Baraglav. The Edom get malchus.
But they could have been mistaken.
You know, at a certain point, you know, if you say, I saw Reuven call Shimon from 100 feet, 150 feet away, I wasn't wearing my glasses, you could have been mistaken. When I say that I saw Reuven shoot a guy, I went into it, I wasn't know who it was, I saw him dead, I pull out his wallet and his name was Shimon, you know, Greenberg, you know, the third, you know, and I described his characteristics, you know, when he's 6 feet tall and had red hair and green eyes, and this is Shimon Greenberg, and there's only one Shimon Greenberg who lives anywhere that's 1,000 miles with this description, and he walks in the basement. They lied. Sorry. If they were people who knew Shimon Greenberg, they lied.
You can see him get shot. You can see him on the floor.
Adam can give testimony, and when Basedin is bodek them, they will ask the questions. You can have such a scenario, and you get Malchus for Losana. I believe Losana is an exceptional case.
But they're not lying. They just misunderstood the situation.
No,
you made 2x4.
If their ages was accepted.
Well, we're postmodernists here. You can't possibly be telling. It always could be. It's, Sometimes you're a liar, and it's clear you're a liar. That's just the way it is. It can happen.
Yeah, but construct, like, you're not a liar.
Construct,
well, you could have, like,
construct the scenario. Correct. They probably,
Aedus.
If your Aedus wasn't specific enough, they probably wouldn't accept your Aedus. But even Naniach, that you could have such a case, Nagar, you can admit to me there are cases where it's clear the Aedim lie, even without Iman Hueyisa. It's clear. There is, I believe, Losani, you get Malkus for it. It has to be a case where it's biodua, it's proven that you lied, and you knew, and let's say, and you knew you were lying, okay? We can have such cases. We can have such cases.
Is the Chakira, is it...
So that would, Sam, destroy your possibility, right? So I only thought about that now, your idea, and then I that's why... I think Eidei Sheker don't require, sir, correct.
Okay.
It's just normally Eidei Sheker, you normally don't know that they're lying. It's rare. The Bahar Garaglav is an unusual scenario. It's pretty dumb to come into court and testify Reuven killed Shimon when you know that Shimon could walk into court. Right? That's a pretty dumb idea. To say that someone stole money, that's not a crazy, you know, like, there are lots of things you could lie about. He ate chazer. The things you could lie about where you're not likely to be totally disproven except for through Edom Zomun. But there are things. Yes, Yitzi, you were saying something?
Well, I was asking from the opposite side. I was going to say, maybe, is the Hakira considered a Hatra? Because why would the Gemara do in that case?
No, I raised a different possibility, discussing with one of you, maybe the Iyum Ha'edim, when we sort of Ayim on the Edim, especially by Dinei Nefashos, that doesn't constitute Hasra either. Hasra means, if you do X, we're going to do this to you. That's, and he says, Afal Pikein. So there are reasons why, whatever the reasons are, you can't give Hasra to Edim.
But the Gemara gives the case of Zomim because they don't have an issue with Mashalim and...
The point is, they're Mishalim ve'enoloke. So the Gemara thought that would be a paradigm. Then the Gemara says, now the Gemara is wanting to say that maybe it's not a paradigm to let you off the hook with money by onus mefate, because maybe Eidin Zomim is kal, because Shekein lo asu ma'isa. So I agree what the Gemara means, Shekein lo asu ma'isa, is your act can't be so bad because, look, you didn't do anything. The problem is that nonetheless you still get an onesh that should be like Shekein and Tzrichan Asra. The Ra'a asked the question. Now, let me just give one answer of a Tosas that we're not going to do, because I don't feel like schlepping through it, which is the bottom Tosas on the page. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, let's read a little ahead in the Gemara for a moment. So the Gemara says, Ella, good, Yitzi. Seventh line from the bottom, last word.
Ella Gamar
Mitabayu. Ma Tzara Shava Shebehen. And if you say Mal Eidim Zomim Shekein Lo Asumaisa, Sechovel Yochiach, right? Asumaisa, we still let you off with the. Let's assume the Mamon is Kal. You did Maisa, we still let you off with the Mamon. Mal Lechovel B'Chaveiro, Ichuk Shekein Hutar Mechala B'Beisdin. So the answer is yeah, but Eidim Zomim was never Hutar Mechala B'Beisdin. Therefore, Lo Rizek Rizeh. Lo rizek rizeh hatzara shava shebehen she mishalim ve'enam lokim af kol hecha dika marmalkos mishalim ve'enam loke. So the Gemara says, ask the strangest pircha. Ma la tzara shava shebehen? Oh my God. The Rishonim all just jump up and down and are apoplectic. What's that? There is one other place in Shas. There is I see a reference. A few places. The problem is that if you say this, there's no such thing as a binyan mishek suvim. As soon as you have a perch on one and a perch on the other, you could say, Malat Sarah Sheba Shabam Sheish Ben Tzad Chamor. That's all the Rishon said. What in God's name is the Gemara talking about? So one of the answers that's given, that Tosus, I think, gives, which maybe you could use to explain here, the difference between Shekein and Tzrichan Asra versus Shekein Lo Asu Maisa. Tosus says that when we talk about Tzad Chamor, it means each one has a din that is unique to it and exists nowhere else in the Torah. Not just not in the din you're trying to learn to, but nowhere else does the din exist in the Torah. So, in other words, for example, in our listen to me for a second. In our case, we wanted to learn from Eidim Zomimim to a Ma'anes' sister. And the Gemara's pircha was, Eidim Zomimim is chomer because it doesn't, that you pay, you don't get Malkus. The Gemara in the first tzad where Mama was chomer, wanted to say, no, Ma'la Eidim Zomimim. Maybe there you get the more chamer punishment than mamon because edim zomimim do not require hasra. Tomar ba'achoso, who does require hasra? Right? The Gemara wanted to learn through at least some specific cases that do require Hasra. So what Tosus says is that the Tzad HaChamor might be that, in other words, but what often there might be other cases in theory that don't require Hasra, and from there you could learn from Edom Zom to those cases, or there would be other such dinim. Tosus says Tzad HaChamor means it has a Chumrah that exists in no other place on Halacha, neither in the dinim we're trying to learn to, nor in any other dinim. So Tosus would say that Edom Zomimim never, ever requires, no din in the Torah, with the exception of no onesh of Malkus and Misa can you ever get without Asra, except for Edom Zomim. What's that?
That's not an onesh basin, though.
He was giving Matzil from himself. Or that it also comes with a regular Hetera case.
Maybe you can only kill someone if he's shouting, I'm going to kill you, even though based on will kill me for it.
Chas v'shalom. See, I would argue, for the moment, I know that this is an extensive sugya, and we've discussed some earlier this Zaman. I'm going to argue for the moment that that's not an onesh based in. I know I've spoken about the idea that it's not a regular onesh based in, let's put it that way. I realize it's a complex question. Accept that for the moment. This is Tosus Hanacha. And the chumrah of Chovu B'Chaveiro is that you pay Chamisha Dvarim. No other kind of mamanos pays Chamisha Dvarim. So that's why the Gemara can say Malat Tzad HaChamor Shavim. That's what Tosus suggests that. So perhaps that's what's going on here as well. The only time we say the fact that you get Onesh, even though there's no Hasra, indicates the Chumrah L'Aveira, it means when it is so unique, it's so unheard of, you would never get any Parsha Hasra, and here you get a Parsha Hasra, that's a Tzad HaChamor. But when you say Shekein Lo Asu Maisa, there are other things that get punished without Asiyas Maisa. There are Lav Shema Maisas, specific examples, some according to some Shita, some according to all, that you do get Malkus for. So the idea that you can be Nana, what's that? Motzi Shema, Amagadev, might not be a Maisa, and you get Mises Basin for it. So it's not unheard of. Even though as a general klal, in Lokin Alav Shema Maisa, it's not like there's never any Onesh ever, or Malkus. See, Malkus, it's not that there's never Malkus in Alav Shema Maisa. And thus, you know, the fact that the fact that you still get punished in this case, that's not a chumrah. There are some lav shema maisis that you happen to get malchus. It's unusual, but it happens. But the reality is, when you just look at the act itself, you didn't do anything. So it's not as bad as somebody who does something. I think that's what you have to say something like. I think that's what one would say here. That's my take on it. The Ra'ah, by the way, asked the question. The Ra'ah is the only one who asked the question. I don't know. He asked the question, so I felt good. I don't know what his answer is. I don't understand his answer quite. He asked, should be a Tzad HaChamor just like Shekein and Tzrichan Hasra? You'd see?
So then can we then say the Gemara is actually super not parallel? Because in the first case, both questions in the Gemara focus on the punishment, whereas according to this reading, in the second set of questions, both focus on the case.
Well, they are parallel.
But the
two different sections in the Gemara, the Limud from Chovah and Limud and Zom, are perfectly parallel to one another.
Yeah,
the Reish and the Seif of each Limud is not. Okay,
right,
fine.
That's, you know.
Yes?
Sam? Going back to the Ra's question, this might not be a best answer because it leaves off with the question itself, but we were assuming that the way how to tell how bad a bear is from its punishment. Maybe that's just
one of the indicators, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's just like a minor indicator, but we also look at like how the action is done. Mm-hmm. Since there is no Maisa, then it's just a weak action. And
okay.
A weak Avera.
Agreed, but I'm asking the question, and that nonetheless you still get punished.
So then
like
you have to worry, that separates the punishment from the action. I mean, now our question is,
okay.
How do you get mocked?
Fine.
It's still more Pula.
Okay, accepted. Maybe you have to look at what he says. Maybe that's his Teretz. I don't know. Sack.
Well, the Gemara should ask the question on the Surah, why that's not Tzad HaChamor, sorry, that's not Tzad HaKula. He makes a chiluk between the two by saying that the Lo Asu Maisa is like an inherent part, it's Tzad HaTeva in the Atzma. It's like, that's how you did it. Like, there's nothing to talk about. Whether or not...
It should relate to the punishment. That's what Sam's saying. Whereas the Hasra, invoking Hasra, really relates to the punishment. You get punished in the absence of Hasra.
Yeah, but But he also means that, like, the hasra, the Torah said, where in a case you should normally get hasra, here you don't get hasra.
Here you get punished without hasra, that's the key.
Right. But in terms of in Zomim, you have to do is you have to define that as loss of mice. What, you're going to say they're not going to get punished at all?
Tosis addresses that question, actually. I think. What about Edom Zomim? Edom Zomim is also... Never mind. Forget it. Just forget what I said. Okay. Yitzi?
Why are we so concerned about the fact that you don't get a trap for Edom Zomim if inherently the case describes... I mean, it's certainly unique, but inherently the case describes where the thing already happened. Typically, we have something that's about to happen... You know,
No, you would warn them, but theoretically, you would warn them before they finalize their testimony. That if you are lying in your testimony and you are quoted in Zomim, you are going to get the following punishment. Do you still wish to give this testimony? That might be. That's a question whether it would suffice as Hasra. The problem, it may be tricky to give Hasra. The reason why it's tricky to give Hasra is because you don't know. Normally, Hasra, when you give it, the person's about to do the Avera and you recognize the Avera as they do it. Here, you're warning them when they're about to do the Avera, but you have no idea right afterwards whether they actually did the Avera or not. It only becomes apparent retrospectively. So it gets into questions of Hasra Safek and things like that. I don't remember why the Gemara says you can't. Like, the Gemara, I think, says you can't give Hasra to Edom Zomim. But since you can't, obviously it's not necessary by definition.
Also,
yeah.
Since I think at least the Rambam holds that
no, he doesn't paskin that way. It's a complicated Rambam. The Rambam, the Gemara says, "Machlokas Rabbi Yosi Rehud and Chachamim, whether Chaver Tzar Hasra, because what's the purpose of Hasra?" Rabbi Yosi Rehud says he doesn't, because Lo Nitna Hasra LaHavchem Ben Shogi Lemezi. The Gemara, I think, in the fifth or sixth parak of Sanhedrin, the Rambam says that Chaver requires Hasra because Lo Nitna Hasra LaHavchem Ben Shogi Lemezi. He's quoting the Din of Chachamim and the reason for Rabbi Yosi Rehud. So that's complicated, but let's not go into that. Okay, so. Yes, you did, yeah.
Can we just answer the question from Hasra, about Hasra making it a more chamur din, through what you were just saying about, since we can't talk about Hasra here because we don't know the punishment, that's why we don't give Hasra the punishment, sorry.
Because?
We don't know what the punishment is going to occur. So therefore.
No, we don't know if he's going to incur a punishment is the issue.
But the fact that we don't know which punishment.
We could warn him on multiple ones. Right. In other words, if he's testifying about Mammon, if they're going to come and testify that Plonio Shimon $200, so we could warn him whichever one we're going to give him. We could do that.
Okay.
We could say that if it, you know, we could do a case by case in theory if Hasra were possible. All right, let's just finish up quickly. It's just finished to the end of Shekein Yesh Rintam. Ima Mona Lekulahu. Same problem. Shekein Yesh Bahem. Right, and there's another gear says afhacha. So that's a question. When the Gemara gets to the Gzeira Shav in the end, and they're learning tachas, which means tachas by ones from tachas of Edom Zomim. So just like by Edom Zomim, you mshalim ein aloka, so too here, or is it so too everywhere? Okay, that's a machlokas of the Mishonim. We're going to talk about that a little more when we get to the Tosfos. Yes.
I was just going to ask if there's another case of Gzeira Shavah that can directly apply to everywhere as opposed to two cases to be parallel.
The question would be, once you learn to Ones and Mefata, you might have a Binyan Av Mishlosha Ksuvim. You might actually be able to make it now. Or make a Binyan Av from Ones and Mefata.
So
I don't know.
It's like a combination. Just like, we don't, you know, start taking Pesach and Sukkot and we're like,
I understand. Right. I don't know. Okay, fine. All right, so tomorrow what we're going to do, God willing, is do the first Tosfos in the Sugya. I think you should read the second one. We're not going to do it. Then we're going to focus really on from Tiba Maskel to Ein. That's one topic. And then Alma with the Tosfos Yeshanim as the second topic. And after that, we may just do, I don't think we're going to do the Tosfos that goes over on Tamid Beis. We'll do Tosfos Tiba Maskel Ella, which is the first one that starts on Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, and then it'll probably be tomorrow, but then we will move on eventually after that to do Rabbi Yochanan. We have